From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Big budget cuts are in store for the Department of Defense. Secretary Robert Gates says he's trimming costs from the top down.
I concluded that our headquarters and support bureaucracies, military and civilian alike, have swelled to cumbersome and top-heavy proportions, grown over-reliant on contractors, and grown accustomed to operating with little consideration to cost.
The Pentagon plans to cut its use of contractors by 10% next year. DOD is also expected to eliminate one of its 10 major military commands, which could affect nearly 5,000 employees. The Pentagon's goal is to cut $100 billion over 5 years. Investigators say the backlog of DNA samples at the FBI is large and growing, with more than 3,200 cases in the bottleneck. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the new Inspector General investigation.
Watchdogs say the biggest logjam is in the FBI unit that examines blood and semen samples taken at crime scenes. They say it can take between 150 and 600 days to get results on a DNA test from the lab. Inspector General Glenn Fine says the slow pace in reviewing samples can delay trials, prevent the capture of criminals, and keep innocent people behind bars. The FBI says it will hire new analysts and step up its efforts to develop an electronic evidence system. But that computer system is already 6 years in the making, and it's cost $10 million so far. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal agents say another inmate who recently escaped from an Arizona prison has been captured. The fugitive was taken in today in Wyoming. Another prisoner, a convicted killer, and a suspected accomplice remain at large. Rwandans are waiting to hear who won their country's presidential election. They went to the polls today to decide on a leader. The incumbent, Paul Kagame, is expected to win by broad margins. But as Zach Badorf reports from the capital, Kigali, critics within and outside Rwanda say there's no real choice at the polls in an environment of political repression.
Critics say there wasn't serious competition. Some politicians weren't permitted to register to be candidates in what Amnesty International calls a climate of repression. Another opposition leader and a journalist were murdered. The country's Media High Council suspended more than 24 newspapers. Several voters told NPR that Kagame's ruling party had forced Rwandans to attend their rallies. At a press conference in Kigali this weekend, Kagame said Rwandans will decide for themselves how to run their country and won't be pressured by outside critics. He told journalists in the capital that the issue is how to define democracy.
Democracy is good for us. We know it. We want it.
More than 5 million Rwandans, half the country's population, were registered to vote. Zach Badorf, NPR News, Kigali.
This is NPR. An Indonesian cleric previously imprisoned for his ties to the terrorist group behind the Bali bombings is under arrest again for alleged ties to another terror network. Police say they detained Abu Bakar Bashir and several other suspected militants today. The arrests are part of an investigation of a network that police say was planning to attack the Indonesian president. Bashir denies any terrorist links, but the 71-year-old is known as one of the co-founders and spiritual head of Jamaah Islamiyah, an al-Qaeda-linked network behind a string of attacks in Indonesia. Actress Patricia Neal has died. She was one of the first Tony Award winners ever for her role in Lillian Hellman's Another Part of the Forest in 1946. As NPR's Zoe Chase reports, her acting career lasted more than 50 years.
Patricia Neal was a grande dame. Like so many movie stars in the 40s, she had that dewy face, hair parted on the side and coiffed around her neck, and a low, intense voice. She played opposite Gary Cooper in The Fountainhead in 1949.
I love you without dignity, without regret. Came to tell you this, and to tell you that you'll never see me again.
Patricia Neal won an Academy Award in 1963 for her role in the movie Hud. In 1965, she had a stroke, and many considered her acting career to be finished. She returned to the movies just 3 years later and continued acting up until last year. Patricia Neal died of lung cancer on Martha's Vineyard yesterday. She was 84 years old. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
In U.S. stocks, Dow's up 60 points at 10,711. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support for